good afternoon. I hope your stomachs are full, and I hope you aren't too drowsy or tired, but we have so many blessings, the blessings of the food of God's Word, and the blessings of physical food, so many things we can give thanks for, and we've devoted the service this afternoon to praising our Lord and giving thanks. And Dan's going to be heading up the service for us, and definitely looking forward to that. But let's open in prayer, and look forward to this time of worship. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your many blessings. We do thank you for the blessings of this morning and this afternoon already, and for all those that were able to come this morning, for the opportunity to preach the Word, to clearly present the Gospel. I do even pray that you'd use your Word in the lives of those that were here, and even do pray that you'd bring many of those back to fellowship with us again, and to save some of those that did not know you. And so I even do pray for our service this afternoon. I pray that we'd use this time to give all the praise and the glory to you. So I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
A little bit of a word of explanation for you. For those of you who volunteered to take one of the little strips of paper, those are some verses that have been printed out for you to have the opportunity to stand up and read a word of thanksgiving from God's Word. You'll notice if you've looked around at those of you who have them, they all have different parts of thanksgiving from different areas in God's Word, from the Old and the New Testament, so I'll give you the opportunity to do that. You're going to have the opportunity this afternoon to also give testimony of what the Lord has done in your life over the last year. It's a wonderful time for us to think about what God has done in our lives as a whole, what He has done in our lives in particular in the last year or month or week or day. Pastor asked me last Sunday evening to lead the service this afternoon, and I said, but we had testimonies tonight. This was last Sunday night. But then I got to thinking, you know, there's really no reason that we can't give testimony about what God has done in our lives. And we ought to be doing it on a more regular basis. And just because we did that last Sunday night doesn't mean we can't do it this Sunday afternoon, now does it? So those little verses are opportunities for you to read them. If you have a word of testimony you'd like to give, you can certainly do that. If you have a favorite hymn that you'd like to sing, we'll be happy to take those as well. But the kids have the microphones here, and so we're going to start with 563 this evening. So grab your blue songbooks. I think it's an appropriate considering the season that we think about counting our blessings. And I know that that's been played as part of the prelude this evening. And so I know I look forward to having the opportunity to count the blessings that we all have. I'll let you sit if you sing out, because I know that you're like me, you're waddling right now. Sing together.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done.
There, I like to slow it down at the end of that refrain, so you gotta pay attention now, okay? You never know what might happen up here. Alright, on the second.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has handed. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. You're rewarded heaven for your home.
Isn't that true? Don't you just love that song? That's one of my favorites of all time. All right. We'll give you the opportunity. Maybe somebody would like to pop up and read their scripture. You got to turn the microphone on, Amy and James. Two clicks. Click, click. Beautiful. All right. All right. Who would like to read their scripture first or give a blessing? Right? Okay. Right behind you, James. Beautiful.
This is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In him.
What did you do?
Oh, that's me. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I just want to thank God for his faithfulness to us, for never ever giving up on us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Second Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You know, I kind of want to take a moment to think that God, a little bit over a year ago, sent Bob Burkhardt over to visit me, and it's the beginning of a tremendous change.
Amen. Amen. James, right there. James. Kevin.
Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that it is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him.
There's a song that Joy has.
Joy has a request for a song. Okay. Okay, which number is it?
355.
Okay, we can do that. And then we'll get Mrs. Humble James. Shut your microphone off. 355, trusting Jesus?
Yeah,
355. 355. Do you know that one, Marshall?
Nope, I'm going to learn it.
Okay.
Trust.
Amen. So, right over here, James.
Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us bow joyful to him with psalms.
Amen. James, right here. James is getting a workout.
Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. And that's something that God's always pressing on my heart. Pray, keep praying. Mm-hmm. Recently, I prayed very hard to God for a job that where I could come back to church because I was missing it very much. The fellowship and also the teachings and the Word of God. And I do have a job now that I work Monday through Friday, no evenings, no weekends. So I thank God for everything, and I'm continuing in prayer.
All right. James?
Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And I believe we heard that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Mike Hogg. I was real blessed today because 99% of my family was in this church. And all but one granddaughter, everybody was here. And I prayed about that and I waited for that for a long time. So that meant a lot to me.
Amen.
Oops, sorry.
Just sit down. They'll give it back to you when they're done. This side of the auditorium is not going to get a chance tonight, apparently. So.
2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. And I've said it before, I'll say it again this afternoon. When I first came in this church back in May, I welcomed with open arms that tremendous testament to you folks, a testament to the Lord's work. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
You going to finish this area? Is that what we're trying to do? Okay.
Colossians 1:12.
Yes.
Okay. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. And I think about all the blessings that we have here right now that we can thank God for, but we're looking forward to a time when we're going to have an inheritance that's far surpasses what we know now.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to be qualified.
What it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And I had 5:56.
James. Oh, okay. We're gonna let Bill read his scripture, and then we're gonna go to 5:26. Okay.
All right. This is Revelation 11:17. We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. I give an example of this church and the membership. Saturday morning, we were up at the firehouse for the pancake breakfast, and Mona and her neighbor came in, and they sat down with us, and I was talking with Mona's neighbor, and she says, I've been to that church before, but they always want me to become a member. And I said, well, there's some benefits of being a member. You're in a church family, you're in a church of God that will be with you. There's a lot of benefits to being in a member of our church. And I don't know if I convinced her or not, but
I know why. Because every time she comes, God convicts her.
Yes, I believe that's true. And also, I want to give thanks to everybody in this church that has prayed for Wanda this last month and a half, 2 months. The power of prayer. You see it every day. Again, I thank you for your prayers.
Amen. All right, let's go to hymn number 526. James, you can come up here because Verv is having to get the microphone next, okay? So, 526, All That Thrills My Soul.
For nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. How many times do we pray and ask and ask and ask, and we forget to thank God for the answer? We are told that the answer is already on the way and that God always answers, so we should thank and praise Him for the answer. I thank God for this church. I've been here 33 years. Now, and one of my greatest blessings is sitting beside me here, my oldest son. And I want you to especially pray for us Thanksgiving Day, because we have a lot of family members that don't believe like we do. They know, but they're not going to believe it. But we intend to do some ministering that day, as God gives us opportunity to. And it's going to be kind of tough, but
one falls down, the other is going to pick it up. I just thank God for that, for this church, and for every one of you that pray and pray and pray. I had another big blessing here a few weeks back when a man came up to me and said, would you go with me into the pastor's study after church? I want to get saved. In all my years, I've never had that experience. Never had somebody come to me and say, would you go with me? I want to be saved. Mm-hmm. And I want Joe there too. Well, we did that. And Bob Burkhart's the one that started this, and God bless him. And I'm very happy to say, see this young man attending church too. Mm-hmm. It's just fantastic. I can't explain the thrill that it is to see the people in this church too. Long time ago, I remember somebody came, and I think it was in a ladies' meeting when she told us to witness to people. And it would not always be the people that you witness to that would come, but God would supply the people. And they'd come from here, and they'd come from there, and they'd just come from everywhere, even though they may not be the ones. Our duty is to plant the seed and leave the rest to God.
Amen.
So, the song I want to sing is 498. It's Peace Like a River. You may not know that, but it's kind of a catchy little song. That's the only way you can have any kind of peace at all. So
I'm sure we know that one. 498. 498. Peace Like a River. Well, some of us know it.
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
Miss Eva back here, I believe, has a scripture she's going to read and a testimony. She asked for an easy one, and James gave her Leviticus. Oh, man. Okay. All right.
It's all that easy. I can't even say his name. Leviticus 22:29. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. And I too want to bless this church as our pastor, and I'm glad his folks are here today too. And of course, you know my favorite verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So my song has to be in the little blue book, and it's 229, Philippians 4:13. And you probably don't know that.
Yeah, I have my course book. Do you have your course book here?
I think I have it next to you. Hang on.
How many of you have ever sung this one? It's a catchy little tune. We'll sing through it a couple times. It'll help you get it, okay?
I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Day by day, hour by hour, I am kept by His power. Through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Well, It's been a while since I've heard that one. That's an old one. It's been around a long time, but that's a good one. Anyone try that again, guys? Let's try it again here. Here we are. Yes, ma'am.
Would you guess everybody as soon as I start talking, they reach for the little blue book?
Well, we'll have to reach for the little blue book more often. Amen. James, right in front of you there. Kevin?
I want to sing a song.
Okay. Which song? Which one would you like?
579.
And then we're going to have to get onto this other side of the auditorium here if these folks are going to get a chance here. Praise the Lord tonight. Jesus loves me. You all know the actions of that, right? Our children's choir taught us that just a couple weeks ago. Of course.
Jesus loves me. This I know. Jesus loves me.
Someone from this side, you all are banned. Here over is banned. Someone over here has a scripture that just, you know, we got you. Mr. Andy, okay. Over there. Two clicks, so it comes on. Two clicks.
Two clicks.
Two clicks. We'll come back to you, don't worry, you have opportunity.
Okay, I got 1 Timothy 2:1 says, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanks, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And it's ironic how that was on our prayer sheets in Boston. That was the verse that was on there, so that reminded me of that right as soon as I saw it. And I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to go over there this summer. That was awesome. I'd love to get to go back there and give them a hand again, and just definitely want to thank you guys for helping me get out there, as that was I don't know if I could have made it or not without you guys helping me out. So I want to just thank you very much for your support financially, for prayers also, because I definitely need that. So thank you very much.
Amen. Country bumpkin in the big city. Andy in Boston. Wow. Isn't it amazing where the Lord puts you sometimes? All right. Mrs. Lamgo.
Thanks, dear. Okay, I have Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. And I just thank the Lord for the help that he has given me with being a wife, a mother, and a student. And with the, obviously in college it's not easy, but you know, every year, at least in the program I'm in, we have more and more to do and more that the state requires of us. And I just praise the Lord. He has guided me through everything I've done, and I'm almost there. It's almost to the end of the semester. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead. You can read yours.
Psalms 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name.
Amen. All right. Someone else? Right back there, Amy. Mrs. Adamson. Okay, here we go. We'll get you. Don't worry, we'll get you.
Mine is 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hmm. And I'm very thankful that when Satan tries to use circumstances of the past year to get you down, that his power is nothing compared to the Lord's, and we have victory and joy in him.
Amen.
I would like to sing 473, Victory in Jesus.
Very good. 473. Amy, two clicks to shut that off, and then we'll turn it back on here in a minute. 473, Victory in Jesus.
Precious.
clicks. Back row. You just talk right into the top there.
It's Psalms 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So I've been feeling really welcome, and I praise God for that here at this church. Even just today was my first day, and I've made already new friends and everything. So
amen.
Yeah. And could we sing 461?
We can. 461?
Something I thank God for is his guidance in my life.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought. 461.
It's in John 12:26, and it says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant also be. And what's that place? Him will my Father honor. And I always remember part of that verse anyway when I'm kind of down and out, because I remember Jesus watching me all the time, and that helps a lot.
Amen. Amen.
And I like the same 376.
376? Okay. Y'all have been good to me so far. I haven't had one I don't know. I have decided to follow Jesus. 376.
Turning back.
Jesse.
Can I come up there?
You may.
I really don't like that.
That's okay. I'm willing to share. It's all right.
I just wanted to share some things that have been on. Try not to get a little too emotional, but. Well, first, let me just. I just want to thank you for the church that you've been. I could have asked to be placed in a, a better place. I'm always thankful for God's leading in my life, and I've been having to make a decision if I was to be coming back. If I was to come back next semester for schooling, but kind of funds have kind of dried up and it looks like I probably won't be coming back, so I'm going to have to leave the church behind and all my friends that I've made. And I'm just thankful that I can know that wherever I go, that I'm always going to be able to serve the Lord, and that I know that this time in my life it's not been wasted. It's probably been one of the best one of the best times of my life that I've had. It's been hard, but I mean, I've appreciated everything that the church has done for me, and I've appreciated all the friends that I've made here. I'm thankful that even though I probably won't finish my schooling here, that God is faithful and that He's provided me a way to still attain a Bible college education. I won't have to worry about finances, and that's something I'll never be able to express how thankful I am for it. Again, I just thank you for just being the people that you are. This church is amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better church, and it's just great to see how God works in your life. When thinking, I would have never have guessed to come here. I would have never have guessed to talk to Andy Scott and him tell me about this church. It's just amazing. And I'm thankful for it. And I also wanted to sing a song.
Of course.
379. And the reason I want to sing it is because I'm thankful to God that because of Christ dying for us, we can have the opportunity to dedicate our lives to Him and use our lives as living sacrifice to Him. And I hope you guys will enjoy it too.
Amen. Well, we're sorry to see you go, but that doesn't mean we're not still brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever we may be. So we'll have an opportunity here to allow God to use us wherever we may be. Take my life and let it be. 379.
Take
Brother Bob.
I just want to say, John, that was a very memorial experience for me in my life. So what made a difference, as I was visiting with them in their front yard, they were setting out in the summer, and they were setting out on the bench there. And I talked to them. Well, I don't remember the total of the conversation, but I thought, well, the boy, Kevin, and his brother had come to our daily vacation Bible school, and we used that as an opening to get in to talk to Mom and Dad. Well, they were out in the yard that day, and I said, well, could I stop and pick up your boys and bring them to Sunday school? And yes, they said that would be all right. Well, I went on down the street, and I made a couple other calls, and here come Kevin running across the street. And he said, you won't have to stop by. Mom and Dad's going to come. Amen. And that was a very unique experience. And I want to say to them that they've been a tremendous encouragement to me. I keep track of people because people are important. And they have been very, 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 very faithful. Mm-hmm. If they haven't been here maybe one or two Sundays in maybe 7 or 8 months, because sick or because of work, that they weren't here. And so I want to thank them. They have encouraged me tremendously by seeing them in church and meeting business for God.
Amen.
And the fact is, we got a family. Not just one, but we got a family. My verse I have is 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Loaded. It's loaded. I mean, there's five sermons here. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of men, but as in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. It changes us, doesn't it? And I want to take this opportunity. According to the doctor, I wouldn't be here today. The time frame that he gave me as a bill of health at that time. And, of course, I know the Lord has the last word. But I want to thank the people of Norwoodville for all the prayers on our behalf, for all the cards, for all the comments to encourage us. And I say that I'm here today because God has answered their prayers, and he's given me a few more days. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that, for the effect that it's had on us, the encouragement to stay in here and until the Lord calls us home.
How about 186?
Okay. We can do that. 186.
Emblem of sovereign and change.
Okay, hold on. I see lots of hands going up all at once here. James, right behind you. We're going to get... I'm sorry?
495.
495, okay. We'll see how long Marshall's fingers hold out, shall we? Microphone.
Mine is 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks for God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God, from the beginning, chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and the belief in the truth. My song, Sweet by 553.
553. Marshall's fingers may last longer than my shoulder at this point. Gonna have to start going left-handed. All right. Marshall's good about it, so it's all right.
Place there in the sweet.
far as being good proper Baptist, you know the proper way to sing that song, especially this time of year, correct? Oh, the sweet pie and pie we shall eat on that beautiful shore. I heard we might have to have a pie social after the service this afternoon. Rumors. All right. Additional testimonies. I give everybody the opportunity to give testimonies. We could sing all night long. But if there's anybody else that has a testimony they would like to give. Right here. Mr. LaFleur. Okay. Amy, shut yours off, please.
My verse is Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. If you have taken notice, how many of the hymns and the testimonies have had the little word all incorporated into their testimonies and into the hymn? It's a very inclusive word. When you think about trusting in the Lord with all thy might and with all your strength, and doing all things to the glory of God, that three-letter word is very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, go ahead. James wanted to read his scripture. He's been holding out here. So you can have him after he reads his scripture. How's that sound? Because my arm is about ready to fall off. Okay. All right, go ahead, James.
Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room with three windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God and with his custom since early day.
You know how old Daniel was when he did that? He's about 85 years old. You know, we think of Daniel in the lion's den, you see the... I picked that verse out for an important reason. It's not just because it's, you know, Daniel, but... most people don't realize that Daniel went into captivity at the age of about 15. And when he was thrown in the lion's den, we see the flannel graphs and he's still young. He was 85 when he was thrown in the lion's den. That was 70 years later. People don't realize that. Think about that. And you notice what that verse said. As was his custom from days gone by. Wow. Three times a day? All right. Brother Duane, you have a 539. My shoulders recuperated enough. Marshall's fingers have cooled off. And 539. Oh, that will be glory. I don't know, can you? Just one more, huh?
202, just the first and the fifth.
202. Yeah, I have to make sure I know it before. Okay, 202. We're good. I know this one. The first and the fifth. Did you know that? And most people don't realize this one. Here's a fun fact to know and tease your friends with. Did you know that John Newton's not the one who wrote stanza number five? It was actually written about 150 years later. And added to the song. And most people don't realize that. It's interesting that, but it fits so well. And so, first and fifth, Amazing Grace, isn't that true? Is this a testimony or is it just another song? Okay, hold on. Is there any other testimonies that someone would like to... Pastor, how long do you want to sing? Marshall, how long can your fingers hold out?
I'm in good shape.
You're in good shape. My shoulder's falling off.
As long as people want to stay, we can stay.
All right. Can you have another testimony? Okay, wait a minute. Now I got people getting out of order here. Hold on just a second.
I was just wondering, do you really need to do this? You can always rest.
Oh. It's part of the humor. It's okay. The face, the arm, you know, it's all the same. All right. Brother Ron has a testimony, so.
I just want to say that sometimes the doctors can be wrong, just like Bob was talking about, because 28 years ago, I was in a real bad accident, and I was supposed to get a vegetable, but I think I'm doing all right. That definitely fooled the doctors, and that's just through the grace of God, because I wasn't safe at that time.
Amen. Yes.
I think we need to hear a testimony from our pastor since his parents are here.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
Come on in, folks.
Well, you know, I have so much to be thankful for, and I am thankful that my mom and dad are here with us today. They got in yesterday right around noon and helped my sister with the move, and my dad will be heading back tomorrow, and my mom will be staying here for a little bit longer, but I am thankful for the godly heritage that I have and for the great effort that my parents put forth in raising us kids and the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and I'm very thankful for that. And so there's so many great things, how the Lord works in our lives, and the Lord is faithful, and I am thankful for this church. I am thankful for the opportunity that we have to build one another up, because that's really what it's all about. And the more that I study God's Word, the more I realize, you know, how great God is and how precious the Word is and how we just need to devote our lives to it. Because life is short. Life is so very short, and we want to use our time to the best that we can. And I could go on and on and on, but you hear me every Sunday, so... But God is so good. And it's great to have the Silkites. Timothy, if you want to come up and say something too, as far as we're just sharing all of the things that we thank God for. And, you know, we might be here for who knows how long. But why don't you come and share with us how the Lord has been working through you. And I'm sure there's many things that you can thank the Lord for also.
Yes. Good to see you. Thank you. Amen. We came not planning on there being a service here. We just came to stop by, and lo and behold, everyone is here being thankful. Wow. Yes, and my wife, she's so excited that somebody, at least someone, is willing to take some time and mention things that we're thankful for. But I'm certainly thankful for salvation and my family willing to travel all across America sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not too many families will be willing to stick by their husband and travel all across America and not have a home, live in an RV, and live full time on the road and be in churches. Last week I had the opportunity to speak at Cumberland, Iowa, which is just right now, and that's where we just came from. And west here, about an hour and a half, Cumberland, Iowa. And they had a service. They had me preach, and then in the evening they had their Thanksgiving get-together. One of the men in the church who was a retired pastor had brought several people that he knew, and a number of them came and had the opportunity to eat Thanksgiving meal with us. And I got one of my ventriloquist partners out, Rosie, and she told all the things that she was thankful for, and one of the things she was thankful for is that she didn't have to wear any shoes. She didn't have any. I shared the gospel that day, and I shared the ABCs of salvation. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus Christ is who He says that He is. And C, call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. And I gave that illustration and shared the gospel. And one of the ladies that came went up to her friend and said, "You know all these years how I've told you that I'm a hope-so Christian?" She said, "After Sunday night, I'm a no so Christian." And isn't that exciting that she came to know Christ as her Savior? One of the older ladies that attended that service came from the nursing home and said, "Hey, I'm a no-so now." And boy, that's exciting to be a no-so. And you ask so many people in the world today, say, "Do you know for sure you're going to heaven?" They say, "Well, I hope so. I don't know." And it's good that they say, "I know so." And so I'm thankful for my salvation and the opportunity to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good to be here tonight.
Thank you, brother. Before the service, and in your bulletin, there was a little handout given out to you. It's Psalm 136. And for those of you who are not familiar with Psalm 136, it's actually designed to be a responsive reading. And what the children of Israel would do is there would be one group that would be up on one mountain, and there would be another group up on the other side of a mountain, on either side of a valley. One group would say one part, and the other group would respond. And this is in New King James, not King James English, but you do it in whatever version, that's why I printed it out. The other group would respond, "For His mercy endures forever." And it goes somewhat through creation, from creation all the way through the Israelites' history, and helps us understand a little bit about them. But not just that, it helps us see how God works in our lives every day. Now, I did not know that Stephen was going to do a responsive reading this morning. I enjoy responsive readings. And so, since we're going to read God's Word, and because you've been sitting down for an hour and 15 minutes full of pie, let's all stand and read God's Word. And I'll read the non-highlighted portion, non-bolded portion, and you will respond. And it's really easy. You only have to know five words. Okay? "For His mercy endures forever," because it's the same every time. All right? Psalm 136. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him alone who does great wonders. To Him who by wisdom made the heavens. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters. To Him who made great lights. The sun to rule by day. the moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endures forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endures forever.
With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea in two.
For his mercy endures forever.
And made Israel pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endures forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endures forever.
To him who led his people through the wilderness. Oh, excuse me, I read that one. I'm sorry. To him who struck down great kings.
For his mercy endures forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endures forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
For his mercy endures forever.
And gave their land as a heritage.
For his mercy endures forever.
A heritage to Israel, his servant.
For his mercy endures forever.
Who remembered us in our lowly estate.
For his mercy endures forever.
And rescued us from our enemies.
For his mercy endures forever.
Who gives food to all flesh.
For his mercy endures forever.
O give thanks to the God of heaven.
For his mercy endures forever.
Do you get the point? Yeah, I thought you might. All right, you can be seated. Additional praises and or requests for special music? I'm sorry, Jesse?
I don't know if I have a song, I guess.
Five fifty-four, he thinks. I'll fly away. 554, I'll fly away. Joy, it's your last one, though. I'm sorry?
This is the second one.
Oh, okay, but it's your last. 5-8? This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, 58. 5:8. This afternoon, and I know that we could, and we will spend as much time here as we need to, because this is where we have the unfettered opportunity to praise Him. That's something that we don't have. I know I don't have that where I work, and I know what the world does to me. And I know you will know what I'm talking about. It's great to have the opportunity to not be held back. If there's not going to be... Oh, Marshall, are you have a request or...
No, actually, I had a testimony.
Oh, a testimony. Well, on that, by all means.
Thanks. I just want to thank the Lord that He cares about even the little things. And this is kind of a silly thing, but the other day I was at home visiting my parents, and that's why I wasn't here last week. I was doing a service in another church. But anyway, I could not find my wallet, and I had no idea where it was, and it was time to get back to school. And we tore the whole place apart looking for it, and I said, Lord... You know, after like an hour, the Holy Spirit was like, you should be praying about this. I'm like, no, it's just my wallet. I'm going to find it. And finally, I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know where my wallet is. Can you please help me find my wallet? And then I go over to the couch and flip one of the pillows over, and there it is. I have no idea how I got there. But God answers prayers, and He cares about even the silly things that don't really seem to matter that much to us. He really loves us and cares about even the tiny details. And I'm so grateful for that. And what a wonderful God we serve.
Amen. Okay, no song requests. Oh, they're from him. Okay, now I see how it is.
Did... 4:35.
Okay. How many songs do we know in this book? We're going to find out tonight. 4:35?
Yes.
All right, 435. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Thank you, God, in prayer.
in closing this afternoon, and it has been a great time of sharing testimonies and praises of what the Lord has done for us, but in closing this afternoon, and not because Thanksgiving is over, because Thanksgiving is never over, and in my heart, there's another time of season that's never over, that we need to, as we go through this week, begin to look forward to. And I'm sorry, but you'll have to forgive me. We're going to sing hymn number 125 in closing. 125, Joy to the World. Because there's something to sing about. So let's all stand together. So let's look at stanza 4. All right, take a look at this. All right, He rules the world. That's something in and of itself. But notice how He does it, with truth and with grace. Truth and grace. What more do we need in life? Now, we're coming into the season where, one, we ignore, and two, we change the true meaning. Right? Thanksgiving, we ignore it completely in this country, other than it's football and turkey. And secondly, we change the complete meaning of what it is in the meaning of Christmas. Now, He rules this world. There's a lot going on that we don't like, and a lot we shouldn't like. But He's still in charge. And notice the way He rules, with truth and with grace. Amen? All right, let's sing that final one. He rules the world. Since you haven't talked enough, you pray to close.
Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we are truly grateful and so very thankful for what You have done in our lives. And thank You for saving our souls. And I pray even if there were some here today, and I'm sure there were, that did not know You, I pray even that they would believe the gospel and be saved. But I pray for those of us who do believe, I pray that You'd keep on drawing us closer together. I pray that we'd have a renewed desire to be thankful every day, to live for You with all of our strength every day. I do pray even that we'd have opportunities throughout this coming week to share with others why we have so much to be thankful for. Amen. And all that You have done for us. So I pray all these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen.